Hello, everybody. Happy Monday and welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. I am so happy to be here with you all this week. We have a lot going on this week, and it also happens to be 1-2 day. So we have so much to celebrate. I am just getting over a bit of a cold. So, you know, that classic shift into fall, beginning of the changing of the seasons that we all, hopefully everyone's anticipating a little bit. It's not hitting everyone too hard. But I apologize if I'm a little gravelly or snivelly at some point. I will do my best to not cough on you all. But just wanted to give everyone that heads up. And I'm also going to be jumping into the chat room right now. So for those of you who have not joined us before, you can jump into our chat room by going to 12radio.com. And then you'll head over to the left panel and find our little chat button. And that will redirect you to our 12radio Facebook group. And if it's your first time, go ahead and request to join, and our producer Jay will make sure to get you in so you can join for the show today. And then if you scroll down just a little bit, you will see Jay's post with my banner. You'll see me and my pup on the beach. And go ahead and leave a comment. Just say hi or ask a question. I will be taking questions for readings today. So if you have anything that has been on your mind or anything where you would like a little more clarity, go ahead and leave it in the comment section. And I'll make sure to check in throughout the show so that I can connect with you all. And so like I just said, it also is 1-2 day. So for those of you who don't know, over at 12Listen, we have random lowered rates that change and shift throughout the day. So it's a great opportunity to try some new advisors or to get a lowered rate with your favorite advisor. A wonderful thing to check out. And also make sure you take a look at each individual advisor's time-based sessions and email-based sessions. A lot of times we're able to do a lowered special rate for 1-2 day. So you can buy a time-based session and then you can actually not, you don't have to use that today. So if you know you're going to want to talk to your favorite advisor at some point in the next couple of days, but don't have time today, don't worry. You can buy that time-based session and then you can use that anytime in the next 12 days. And for me, if you pop over into my email-based sessions, you will see that my beginner's guide to cycle syncing is also on a super discount right now in honor of 1-2 day. So if you're interested in my full breakdown on cycle syncing and understanding our hormones, go ahead and check that out. And it's a great rate today. And that is my little 1-2 day speech for you guys. If you have any questions about all of that, go ahead and leave that in the comments. I'll be happy to answer any questions. And I also want to do a general reading for everyone who's listening. So something that I love doing with both tarot and oracle cards is just checking in with the energy of who I'm connecting with right now. And I love that. So this one of the most amazing things about oracle and tarot is just that one message can be interpreted in so many different ways and can apply to such a wide variety of people. So I just wanted to connect with all of your energy and check in and see what message will come through to help you guys out with whatever's going on. And let's see. It looks like for any of you, if you've had any sort of conflict or issue with somebody in your life that you're really close to, this looks like a really someone who's really in your sacred circle, is trusted within your community, and we're just very close with you. It seems like if there's been any sort of issue there, now is a moment for forgiveness and grace. So if you've been struggling with something with someone in your life and you have an opportunity where you're able to give them a bit of grace and understanding, now's the time for that opening. And go ahead and launch into that when you feel comfortable. And that's your guys' general reading for today. Again, if you guys have any specific questions or want your own general reading, go ahead and leave it in the comment section in the chat room, and I will make sure to get to you guys today. And so another big thing that's happening today is it's the first day of schools for a lot of parents and a lot of kids out there, which can be such a stressful moment. It's really exciting. It's a lot of new. It's a whole new experience, and wow, summer is already over. It is crazy. But I hope all of you were able to get the kids out the door, help calm the nerves, and hopefully also bring something fun into this really big day. And gosh, that first day of school is just so stressful for the kids, right? And for a lot of the parents too. And especially that first time when you're sending them off to kindergarten, right? You've had this little bundle of joy for the past 4 or 5 years, and maybe they went to daycare, pre-K, and maybe they didn't, but either way, kindergarten, it's such a big deal, and it's different than anything else that your kids have experienced. And last night, I was actually talking to a mama who, she sent her firstborn off to her first day of kindergarten just this morning, and she was kind of inconsolable. She was stressed. She was worrying about all the things that could go wrong. I mean, what if the teachers don't help her find her classroom? Or what if she doesn't make any friends? Or what if she misses me, right? I mean, these are all really valid worries, but it was just consuming her. And when it comes to our babies, I mean, it is so hard not to worry. But I had to stop her and kind of remind her that all of us had our own first days at kindergarten, and it was scary, but it wasn't scary forever, and we all went off to first grade and second grade. Like, we've all done it 100 times, whether it's starting school the first time or starting a new job or whatever you're doing. We've all had that scary moment, and it just happens to be her kiddo's first big scary moment like that, where she's doing it on her own. And I reminded her that by worrying about all the things that could go wrong, all she was doing was opening up the opportunity for things to go wrong, right? I mean, it's remarkable the difference in the way that we ourselves handle things if we're able to come from a place of gratitude and from manifestation. And by the end of our call, right, she was able to shift into manifesting her daughter walking to her classroom, being calm enough to take a chance and interact with some of the other students, visualize her making friends and her daughter feeling her family's love throughout the whole day, so that she didn't even get the chance to miss mom, right? And how powerful is that, to be able to sit there and say, this is the beautiful day that I want for my daughter, right? And mama ended up being much more calm and very grateful for her incredible daughter, who was more than capable of handling this hard day. And she was able to shift out of worry that all these things could go wrong and that her daughter would be stressed and would have a terrible day, into gratitude for all of the things that her daughter is completely able and capable to do. She ended up just talking about how grateful she is for her wonderful daughter. And I absolutely love that she was able to make that shift. It's a hard thing to do. And I got a bit of an update this morning too, saying that drop-off went really well, and she was able to project this peace and this calm to her daughter. And that's something that is just so significant, because a step past this manifestation is taking into consideration the impact it will have on the people around you, right? And so especially in this situation, that kids see and observe everything. And they certainly feel everything, right? Like, when they feel that panic or that worry from their parents, it absolutely is something that they experience and they take on. But when they feel the power of this manifestation, they are uplifted by it, right? And now it's impossible to not worry, especially when it comes to our babies. I mean, I'm 3 months away from meeting my first child And I already have to catch myself worrying about so many things. And I'm not even in full mom mode yet. But it is impossible not to worry. But like, how incredible does it feel when we're able to catch that moment of worry and then recognize it for what it is and flip it into manifestation? And not only is this something that our kids will feel when we do it, but it's something that they can and they should learn to do as well. Is how incredible would it be if that was something normal and natural to them since they started doing it at a really young age? And while we're diving into this topic of manifestation, I want to acknowledge that, I mean, we're still in Mercury retrograde, and now we have Mars and Jupiter coming into Gemini. And I mean, I'm not a pro when it comes to astrology. And if you want a full breakdown of everything happening with our planets, please go listen to Mark Husson or C.A. Brooks shows. They are truly incredible. And they are so educational, and they do it in an approachable and compassionate way. And I love learning from them. But with everything going on in our universe and with all of our planets that are shifting, I just have to acknowledge that all of us are feeling the impact of the shifts happening in our cosmos, right? All of us are feeling this energy change, whether you're sending your firstborn off to school or not, right? And a lot of these shifts that we feel so strongly that are happening in the energy around us, we don't notice them as being external at first, right? It can be a spiral of worry or concern, a moment of extreme frustration, or maybe just feeling emotionally or energetically out of control, right? We all experience these all the time. And so often, we automatically blame ourselves for these things without even taking into consideration all the factors that are at play that are impacting us, right? And now so many of us are stuck in this habit of blaming everything on Mercury going on in retrograde, right? And just saying, oh, this is crap because Mercury's in retrograde, right? And that's one way to shift out of blaming ourselves. But this actually still keeps us in a place of worry and blame, right? Shifting from worry to manifesting is actually a really similar shift to processing this blame into gratitude. And it only takes a moment of recognition and that split second where you make the conscious choice to think differently. So whether you're struggling to recognize those moments when we are worrying and spiraling and blaming it all on ourselves and we can't get out of this sticky negativity that is so hard to snap out of and recognize that we're stuck in that moment, or we're stuck in focusing on the negativity and blaming it on what's happening in the universe around us, like Mercury going into retrograde, right? The consciousness that's needed in that moment is a shift to go from blame and negativity to positivity and manifestation. And some people see manifestation as simply being more positive or more hopeful. And it's a great way to start, but I think that kind of falls short, right? If we're just being positive in the midst of stressful times, we kind of get stuck in hope. And I personally think that there's a huge difference between hope and manifestation, right? They're absolutely connected, and I think hope is a wonderful starting point. But hope is an emotion that can so often be filled with doubt. And it's a great starting point. And often it's incredible for us to feel hope when we thought we couldn't before. But how often do you find yourself hopeful that someone will change their behavior, and in the very next moment you're listing off all the reasons why it may not happen? Right? You may get stuck thinking about all the external stressors that the person's going through that you know will impact their choices. Or you start thinking about how they have a pattern of not showing up or their behavior not being what you want, right? These doubts are so easy to sneak into our moments of hope. We go from, oh, I'm so hopeful they're going to change, but what if they don't, right? But what if these things happen? Hope is so unfortunately connected to doubt sometimes. While I mean, hope is a wonderful, great gift and a great first step that should not be forgotten, it needs to be followed through with manifestation. Otherwise, we so often we fall into doubt and worry all over again, and it just ends right back up in that cycle. And then you start to resent being hopeful, right? You start to worry, gosh, am I going to be, should I hope for this person to be this way again? Should I hope for this job? Should I hope, right? We get stuck in hope. It's almost like there's a block there. But how do you get past hope, right? And I think hope is a wonderful stepping stone. So if you find yourself being hopeful, grab onto that feeling. Maybe it's something you haven't been able to feel in a really long time. And that moment right there is so powerful because it's a gateway, it's a door opening. The important thing, though, is to then take the conscious step to move forward out of hope into transforming hope into manifestation. And I mean, this can look different for everybody, right? For me, I'm a very visual person. Manifesting is all visualizing for me. So I visualize how everything will line up, and then I actually see the outcome in my mind's eye, right? Which, I mean, for me, this makes sense. So much of my relationship with energy is connected to my vision and my hearing. It's the same way that I actually receive messages when I'm doing a reading or connecting with energy in general. And, all right, well, here's an example. Like, a major thing that I've been manifesting lately is the birth of my child. Right now, I'm a little over 6 months pregnant with our first baby. I've never done this before, right? There's a lot of stress and there's a lot of worry around labor and childbirth and postpartum and our kiddo's health, right? I mean, there's so much to worry about. And it's easy to fall into that worry, and everyone expects you to fall into that worry. And on top of it, everyone around us, everyone loves to bring in their own two cents of things that we should be worrying about, right? Oftentimes, there are things that haven't crossed my mind and just get added to the list, right? So, with all of this stress and worry and unknown and things, it's been really powerful for me to take a breath in those moments of worry and stress. Recognize that I'm worrying, right? I have to take a second and actually stop myself. And sometimes it takes longer than others, right? Sometimes I start worrying and I catch it right away, right? Other times I'm sitting there worrying for a while. And then I realize how much time's gone by and I'm going, okay, wait, hold on. I'm worrying. Wait, let's stop this, right? And the shift that happens there is I begin to visualize the birth that I want, right? Or I visualize those first few moments with our healthy baby. Or I visualize those first few days postpartum where it's just going to be me and my husband and our baby as we figure out our new rhythm and we get to know our new family member. And I acknowledge that stress will be there, and I acknowledge that this will be something new, but I visualize all the beauty around it. And I visualize it going exactly as I'm hoping for. And I'm always more calm and peaceful when I stop the spiral of worrying and I take that time to manifest exactly how I want this whole experience to go. And what's incredible is not only is it empowering and calming for me in that moment, but it's actually effective, right? By manifesting and putting that very conscious and intentional energy out into the universe, you are one step closer to creating that future, right? And while for me, it's very rooted in visualizations, but you may manifest differently. Right? For some people, manifestation is the same as prayer, right? You're speaking your desire into existence and you're handing that reality over to God. You're handing that reality over to energy. And by doing that, you're manifesting your future, right? If you're someone who prays as a way to connect to your spirituality and you feel like you get caught up in stress and worry, as we all do, right? Take that moment when you catch it. The moment when you notice, oh, wow, I am spiraling in this worry. This does not feel good, right? Shift into prayer. Take that moment of consciousness and self-awareness and shift into a manifestation around that exact same thing that you were just worrying about. And you can do that through prayer. You can do that through visualizing. You can do that through speaking, literally speaking, this is how this is going to go. Say it out loud, right? And I mean, while we're talking about ways to manifest, another way to manifest, right, in case you aren't someone who feels connected to prayer or someone who doesn't feel grounded in visualizations, right, is to write. Right? I know some people who manifest entirely through journal entries. And one incredibly powerful way to do this is to write a journal entry as if the thing that you're manifesting has already happened. Right? I do love to write, so I have done this a couple of times, and it is so powerful. And it's incredible because it forces you to really cancel out all of that negativity around this thing that is causing you stress, right? Because you're not going to write down, in the process of writing down the best outcome possible for this thing that you are worried about, you are not going to write down, but what if this happens, right? So imagine you're stressed about a conflict with your friend, right? Let's use this as an example. You know you need to have a hard conversation, right? Maybe they crossed a line that you didn't know existed, right? Or maybe you're worried about the way that they've been handling certain things. There's something off that needs to be acknowledged, right? These are tough conversations to have. And it can be really stressful and awkward. And often we'll get so stuck in worrying about how it will go, or we'll just feel that the tension, like when you feel all that tension in your throat, you're not sitting in front of the person. You're just thinking about the conversation and your throat starts closing up, right? That is stress embodying into your physical body, right? You feel it. It is powerful. That is how much this impacts you. So you're noticing that you're feeling stressed and that tension around this conversation, and you're worrying about all the things that need to be said. So the next time that you're worrying about how it's going to go, take out your journal a piece of paper or your phone. It can be anything, right? And start writing about the conversation as if it already happened. You don't need to do Dear Diary or anything like that, but you can pop in to that moment of consciousness. You have to be so present to write like that, which is wonderful because it cancels out all of the other negativity and all the other thoughts running through your mind. And take a moment to imagine all of the different things that you're worried about happening, but see them happen and unfold in the most organic way, right? And take note of the little things, right? Maybe your friend did an incredible job at listening during the conversation and you felt really heard without being interrupted or feeling rushed. What if that's the first thing that comes to mind of this conversation went really well, I felt heard? Write that down. The conversation hasn't happened yet. You are imagining it happening. Then maybe you write out the things that you're especially worried about saying, the things that have been spinning in your mind of, how am I going to say this? I don't know what to do. And find that way to say them that leaves you filled with pride, that you were able to get it off your chest honestly, but in a kind and a loving way. Okay, maybe you were able to take a moment in this conversation and let your friend know that you really appreciate their friendship, and that the most important thing is that you both feel heard and loved. Just taking the moment to write these things out makes this conversation that is so hard, this confrontation that's so stressful, just a normal thing that you get to do with someone you really value. And it kind of brings it back down to reality, and it takes you out of your head, and it takes you out of that spiraling, and it allows you to focus on, okay, this is something that I really need in this conversation, right? Maybe you didn't realize that you needed to really be in a quiet, safe space for this conversation. Maybe you thought you were going to be able to have it over the phone. But then the first thing you wrote down is that I really appreciate their eye contact, right? Or I really appreciated knowing that I had their full attention and that they were really listening. And it's these things that you may not have known that you needed or valued in this hard, stressful thing until you take that second to step out of stress, step out of worry, manifest how you want it to go, and realize, wow, I really need this in order for this to go well. I really need this setting, or I really need to be in this mentality, or I really need them to hear this one thing, right? And it brings you a lot of clarity. And you know what also happens when these conversations that are so hard are given the honesty and the time that they deserve? They're hard, but your friendships grow and they strengthen. And add that into your journal entry too. Add that into your manifesting that you're writing down too. That you'll walk away not only feeling heard, but that you feel even closer to this person that is so important to you. You are speaking that into existence. And it may not go exactly as you write it out, right? It's probably not going to go exactly as you write it down, and that's okay. We always have to take into consideration the free will of the other people that are involved, and that's always going to be a factor that we can't control. But maybe the little writing exercise that you tried showed you that these are the certain things that you value in this moment and allow you to be grounded going into something that before was stressing you out so much that your throat was closing up and that your palms were sweating and you weren't even sitting in front of the person. And that's what happens. That is how stress eats us. That's how you get stuck in negativity. And it's something that a lot of us have really accepted as normal. And it's easy to forget that it doesn't have to be normal, right? That we have the ability to shift our consciousness into manifestation and really focus on how we want things to happen, best case scenario, what the dream scenario would be, and see what that feels like. And it's an incredible thing. It really is a powerful thing. And it's something that it's a skill that you have to train, right? It is. And let me see if I can check in on the chat room for a second. Oh, Pamela, hi. Thank you for jumping in. Oh, don't worry about being late. Don't worry. I'm just happy to have you here. And if any of you guys listening want to jump into the chat room, you can go to 12radio.com and hit the chat button on the left-hand side of the screen. It'll take you to the Facebook group and find my little banner, and you'll be able to leave a comment and say hi. And okay, I could talk about manifestation forever, you guys, but I think one thing that's important to acknowledge is it's not an easy thing to do, right? And so what do you do if you're not able to shift into manifestation, right? I mean, this happens to me all the time. Like right now, I'm getting over a cold. And I'm finally starting to feel like I can function normally again. But when I'm sick, I suck at manifesting. When I don't feel fully present and I have that brain fog and I'm struggling and I just don't feel fully here, I struggle with manifesting. And it's funny because my husband is the opposite, right? When he gets sick, which rarely happens, he immediately flips into manifesting and visualizing that he is healthy and healed. He hates being sick, so he sees it as, I will do everything that I possibly can to not feel this way anymore. I mean, we all hate being sick, but he's very adamant about getting out of that feeling. And it's incredible because he talks about how he visualizes with every sip of tea, he sees it filling him with healing energy, or that every sneeze is successfully expelling all of the illness from him. And he talks about actually seeing his body building more white cells and banding together to fight off the illness, like it's a medieval battle or something. It's incredible because then he's better in 2 days, like every time. It's really powerful. And for me, I suck at manifesting when I'm sick, and when I'm sick or when I'm feeling bad. And it is something that I am always working on, and I always kind of always bothers me when I'm starting to feel sick. And he's going, well, you know what you need to do? And I'm sitting there going, I know, but I just feel like crap, right? And it's, I struggle so much to visualize a healthy body when I feel like crap. And especially right now, I mean, this is the first time that I've been sick during this pregnancy. And oh my gosh, it is a whole other kind of ordeal. It is like I can feel how much effort my body is putting into building and protecting this baby that it doesn't have any resources left for me. So, which is great. I want the baby to be prioritized. It's incredible that this is something that my body is able to do. But this head cold has felt like the worst flu ever. And I only have a stuffy nose and a headache. And it is remarkable the way it can take you down. And throughout this whole time, like always, I've struggled to shift into manifest, into having a mindset that is able to successfully manifest throughout this whole head cold. And for those of you who are listening and saying, gosh, okay, this sounds great, I would love to be able to not be stressed and just manifest all the time. But that's really hard to do. Because it is. It is. It's a really hard thing to do. But what's the alternative, right? What is the another? There is another step. What is that step before manifestation that can get you out of that stress? That can get you out of that anxiety. And that first step is shifting into gratitude, right? Even when we're at our absolute lowest, whether it's because of a head cold, or maybe you had a really hard day, or you just are getting stuck in worry and anxiety, right? The power of shifting out of negativity and into gratitude is incredible. Right? There's something about being able to genuinely be grateful for the things in your life that opens up your mind and your heart. And it's like an immediate pull out of negativity, right? It is an incredible shift, especially if we're being stubborn about it at first. You know, in those moments when we're stuck in worry or stress, it can be so hard to think of something we're grateful for. And that doesn't mean that we're lacking in things to be grateful for. We have so much to be grateful for. The list goes on and on for all of us, even if they're really basic things. We all, every single one of us, regardless of what is going on in your life, have things to be grateful for. They're not all going to be the same thing, but we all have things to be grateful for. And when we're stuck in the mud of negativity, because it feels like really sticky mud. Negativity is so hard to pull out of. It can feel impossible to come up with even one thing that you're grateful for. But the trick is, once you find one thing to be grateful for, you've already shifted your mentality enough to get out of that feeling of panic or worry, and then everything changes. Right? And even if you are really struggling, if you are sitting there and you are stuck in negativity and you've had the consciousness to be able to say, wow, I am spiraling in worry. I don't want to be, right? Wow, this feels terrible. Wow, I am so anxious right now. This needs to stop. Once you're able to have that moment of recognizing the feeling, something that Mark mentions sometimes in his show is, once you're able to recognize the feeling, then you're no longer in that feeling fully. And I absolutely love that. It is such a wonderful way to say it. And it's true. It is the most significant step, because when you are stuck in worry or stress or anxiety or negativity, whatever that feeling is, when you're stuck there, it is so hard to see anything else. And it is so incredibly hard to recognize that that's what's going on. But the moment that you see that feeling for what it is, you're not fully in that feeling anymore, because you've stepped away from it enough to recognize it, to see it. And the next step is shifting away from that feeling to something else positive and powerful. And the fastest way out of that is through gratitude. Now, if you can't find even one thing to be grateful for, I'll give you a way to trick your brain. You can write these down and read them off and say them out loud, and it will work, right? Simply say or think, I am grateful for my lungs' ability to breathe in this air. It's simple. It's basic. I mean, really, it's a pretty unoriginal thing to be grateful for. For some people, it's a miracle. For a lot of us, it's a really basic thing that we don't think about. How often do you think about the air that you're breathing or the fact that your lungs work, right? A lot of us don't think about that. But what this does is by saying, I am grateful for my lungs' ability to breathe in this air. What you're doing is it will allow your mind to open the door to everything else you're grateful for, and it will pull you out of that negativity. Okay, if you have a complicated relationship with your lungs, or you're really frustrated about breathing the polluted air that you're breathing right now, and that one's not going to work because you are not grateful for your lungs being able to breathe in your air, right? Instead, say or think, I'm grateful that I can feel the warmth of the sun on my face. Right? The whole point is to start small. You can be grateful for your senses' ability to smell the coffee that morning. Or be grateful that your dog is sitting next to you, staring up at you with unconditional love. There are so many little tiny things that happen every single day for all of us that rarely get acknowledged, that are really easy to be grateful for, but we just don't always pay attention. And the incredible thing is once you open up your mind and your heart to be able to experience really simple, basic gratitude, the doors to gratitude and peace swing wide open. And in some of these moments of more extreme stress, it may take a few moments of gratitude to get to this point, but I promise it will happen. And then you'll be overwhelmed with the long list of things that you have to be grateful for, right? From family to friends to health to access to good food to the weather to your careers to your pets, I mean, to so much more. And if you're struggling to think even now, gosh, I really don't know what I have to be grateful for, then stick with the basic things, right? Stick with the really simple things. I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful that I have food to eat. I'm grateful that I enjoy drinking tea. It's all tied to the simple pleasures and the basic rights that we enjoy as humans. And if you have to stay in the really simple basic things for a while, that's okay. Just experiencing gratitude allows you to pull out of negativity for long enough to kind of breathe more easily, to experience a bit more peace. And then from there, you can shift into manifestation. And you may not even still be stressed about the thing that you were just stressed about, that you were stuck in, that you were having a hard time pulling out of. Maybe you are. Maybe it's a really big thing you can't stop thinking about even in moments of gratitude, right? But if you aren't able to stop the worry enough to manifest positivity and manifest the true outcome that you want about that thing that you're worried about, shift into gratitude and then go back to manifesting, right? You're so worried about your daughter not being able to handle herself at school, about the community not being good enough, about the teachers not being good enough. You have an endless list of things to be worried about with your daughter's very first day in kindergarten. And you can't possibly begin to think about the ways it could go well. You just can't. There's no way. Shift into gratitude for having a wonderful daughter. Shift into gratitude for her being able to go to school. Be grateful for her being healthy and going to school. Start to shift into this feeling of, wow, so many things have lined up for this moment. And I'm really grateful that we're here in this moment. And that stress and that tension and that tightness And that worry kind of melts away into, oh, wait, there are a lot of great things happening. And from there, you're able to transform that worry into manifestation. And that's the way that gratitude is a wonderful first step. Shift out of worry into gratitude for the things. They don't always have to be connected to the thing that you're worried about, but it helps if they are. And then go straight into that manifesting of visualizing exactly how you want it to go. And then project that to the people around you who are probably also stressed about the same thing. It's a wonderful gift. It's an incredible gift. And for me, so when I was really sick the last week, I wasn't really sick. It was a head cold. But I felt terrible. And I couldn't shift into manifesting, right? I started out with saying, I am grateful that my body inherently knows how to take care of and protect this baby growing inside of me. It's truly incredible. I am amazed every day at what my body is able to do. And so every time I caught myself being negative about being sick or worried about some other stressful thing happening in my life, I would start there. I'd say the same thing. And every time it snowballed in such a beautiful way to a much bigger list of things that I'm grateful for. And it was different every time. Sometimes I was grateful for the food that I got to eat that's helping nourishing and healing my body. Sometimes I was grateful that my dog stuck next to me every day when I felt like crap and made sure I never felt alone. Other times I was really grateful for my husband for supporting me through all of this. Other times I was grateful that we have this little garden that I can go sit in the sun and let the sun's energy heal me, right? Other times I was grateful that I get to work this wonderful job where it's okay if I take a nap in the middle of the afternoon and let my body heal that way, right? And so you start to shift into this beautiful feeling of gratitude. And manifesting is just one step further, and it's not that hard anymore. And in that moment of gratitude for all of these wonderful things happening around me that are letting me heal, I was able to take that sip of tea and say, okay, and this is healing me too. I'm visualizing this, helping my body build white blood cells. I'm visualizing how I'm going to feel in 2 days when I'm better, right? And it works. It really works. That's the remarkable thing about all of this. It really works. There's some inherent bond between gratitude and manifestation. And I just love that triggering a moment of gratitude opens the door to be able to manifest your wildest dreams, really. And it doesn't always have to be in response to stress. You can just be feeling bad. You can just be feeling down about anything, not feeling positive about your life, worried about your life, don't know where you're going to go. I don't know what my future is going to look like. I'm kind of at a dead end, right? We've all had those moments. Focus on what you can be grateful for, and then start to daydream. Gratitude opens doors to many things other than just manifestation. It opens doors to creativity. It opens doors to being kind to yourself. It's an incredible tool. So you guys, whether you're stressed about your baby's first day at school, or work, your career, right? Or maybe your relationship or your family, right? Whatever it is, you don't need to sit and worry and anxiety. We all do it though, right? I struggle with it too. That spiral monster is always lurking around the corner for everybody. Even the most enlightened people all have that same spiral monster of stress and worry and anxiety waiting around the corner for any moment of vulnerability to say, "Ooh, okay, here's my opportunity. I'm jumping on." The powerful thing we can do is learning to shift out of the worry into gratitude, into manifestation. And it's a skill. It is a hard thing to do. And it is absolutely a skill to be learned. And it's not something that comes naturally to anybody. Right? I love thinking about how incredible it would have been to have been taught this as a kid, right? And to have this skill ingrained in my system. And I know that in some ways my mom tried. right? She was always very focused on canceling negativity and replacing it with positivity. And she really did an incredible job at trying to bring this into my consciousness from a really young age. But I think in a way she was still figuring out how to do it as well. Right? And so like every kid, I think I felt that worry more than I heard her words. And that doesn't mean that if you are struggling with this, you're going to mess up your kids in any way. It just means be aware that those moments of worry can be caught and transformed. And that catching, that moment of recognizing it, will drastically transform your relationship with yourself, but also with the way that other people around you feel you. And it changes your community. It changes your family, right? So whether you have kids or not, start practicing, right? Even if all you're able to do today is find two things to be grateful for, that's my challenge. Go find two things to be grateful for. And see, does it open up a door for more things? Are you stuck at two? Are you completely stuck at two? You can't also be grateful for the clothes that you have, right? Get creative with it. If you get really stuck at two, and you can't think of more than two things to be grateful for, go back to the basics. You can be really grateful that you have blonde hair. Maybe you really love that you have blonde hair, right? There are so many things to be grateful for. There are, and just starting with the basics and simple gratitude opens up so many doors for it. So I challenge you guys, go find two things to be grateful for and see what happens. It'll all become more natural with time. And honestly, the hardest part is training yourself to recognize when you're stuck in that mud of negativity. That's the hardest part, is to catch it, right? And once you learn how to spot that moment, it all becomes a lot easier. And then there'll still be times where it takes forever for you to recognize it, and that's fine. You're still going to notice it at some point. So just practice. Just give it a shot. Even if, whether you're feeling negative or not, what am I grateful for? Right? Just try feeling out how those moments impact you and see the way that it can transform all of those experiences into focusing on the gratitude and focusing on the peace that comes with it. Okay, you guys, that is my whole spiel on manifestation and gratitude. It's something that clearly has been on my mind, and that's it for the show this week. And I just want to thank you all for being here with me today, and I hope you were able to take this moment of focusing on gratitude and practicing manifestation and see what it does to your life. And I want to say happy 1-2 day again to everybody. I will be online for the rest of the day at 1-2 Listen for our sale. But you can also find me there throughout the rest of the week. And again, make sure to go check out our advisors' time-based and email-based services today also, since you will find that a lot of us have those discounted for the rest of are whatever we're offering, and you'll be able to use them later. But until then, have a wonderful week, everybody. I will see you again Monday at noon for the next Life Journeys with Serena, noon Pacific time. Have a beautiful day, and I'm sending you all love and gratitude. Thanks, you guys.